Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and in the Tell Del Tuesday segment, I try to bring you a diverse group of individuals that have joined up to Lifestyles and taken advantage of the education. And I want it to be diverse, as all the way from someone just in the very beginning stages all the way to somebody who's done, you know, very, very large deals and or multiple large deals, so that you have a variety of people. And the idea is to parallel yourself with somebody along the way. So today I have John Courtney, and he's out of Raymore, Missouri, which is close to Kansas City, Missouri. And John's got an interesting story, because John is doing well with us, but before he came to us, he had all kinds of negative experiences with real estate. And what's interesting is that he was still interested in doing real estate after he ran into these problems with real estate, which were nothing correlated to investments. They were just stuff that he had purchased for himself. And so we're going to be interested to hear his transformation from having bad luck with real estate to having good luck that he's having now. So welcome to the show, John. And what name do you like to be called? John Courtney, or JC? I see that you got them all down here in your bio.
Yeah, I kind of coined the term JC from KC. It kind of helps a lot of people remember who I am. But
I see. Okay.
Through my life, I've had a lot of Johns in my life, so it was always Courtney, but, you know, the JC from KC seems to stick pretty good.
Great. Well, let's start your story out here. Right now, we'll just give them an upside. You have how many single-family rentals right now?
Currently have one, closing on two this Friday, possibly early next week.
Okay, great. So that's why you said one and a half. I'm trying to figure out what one and a half rent house.
One and a half. That's where you get the half, because you're not quite to two, but you're just about there. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So this one here we're going to talk about, it's a good one. Let's just, for audience sake, take you back and rehash some of the painful experiences you've had in real estate previous. Because people ask me all the time, my friend, my brother, my cousin, my sister, my attorney, everybody I talk to has lost real estate, has had bad experiences in real estate. And I think if you got listeners out there that have heard those stories or had those stories and then see that there is another side, I want you to be able to, through this radio show today, clarify the completely different approach you're taking now than what you did when these painful things happened. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. So my first single family purchase was back in 1995. I was living in Indio, California. I purchased a 322 with about 1,227 square feet of living space. Because it was a new build, we were able to choose our paint colors and carpet and tile, and that was all really cool. So, of course, we selected Agreeable Gray, but it wasn't named that when I chose it. We purchased this house for about $130,000, and we were living the American dream. A couple years later, unfortunately, some things changed in our life. We had to move back to Kansas. At that point in time, I had a property manager that was going to rent it out, and that worked for about another 6 months. And then I get this call saying, we can't rent your house, and we don't have a renter. And next thing you know, I'm falling short. I don't have the money to make the mortgage payment. I'm making a rental payment in Kansas, trying to raise my two daughters. And I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Now that you know what you know about rental properties, why couldn't they rent that house back then? I mean, every house will rent. It's just a matter of where they try to get too much for it. Is your mortgage payment too high? The rent wouldn't cover your mortgage. What was the deal?
That's a great, great question. And I really think that it really comes down to the team. And in life, everything's about a team. And I didn't have the right players on the team. That's really what I think it was. I didn't have the knowledge that I have now from Lifestyles to do what we do and how we do it. And I was really kind of all alone out there in the ocean, just lost at sea. And I didn't know the right things to do. And therefore, The bank repossessed the house, and, you know, that current value of that house today is like $441,000. Remember, I bought it for $130,000.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really painful. It makes anybody not want to ever do real estate again.
But somehow you did.
Well, you know, I'm still raising a family, so I'm thinking I got to get another house. So we gave it another whirl. Over in Kansas, we buy another property, and it's a little bit of a rehab. So I go in there with my knowledge and background in doing remodeling and in the industry. And so I rehab the whole house, and we pick it up for, we picked that one up for right about, I believe it was $141,000. And we did a 15-year note on it. I was thinking, hey, I'm going to get this thing paid off. I'm going to own it before I retire. I'm going to have a house paid full and clear. And this is all a great thing because this is all I ever knew. This is everything that everybody taught me in this world, that you get a house, you pay it off so you can retire and not have to have a mortgage payment. Basically, unfortunately, divorce separated that house. I lost the house. The judge said that house goes to your wife, and she didn't make the mortgage payments. And once again, it fell into the ownership of the banks. You know, here's number two. I've not had really good luck with real estate.
That's two dings on your credit right there. Did those things follow you?
Oh, yeah. It was a 10-year journey to get that past timeline where it doesn't affect your credit.
All right. So it took you a while to get out of the foreclosures. So
correct.
Got a divorce, life change. What happened after that?
So we basically fast forward to current. You know, basically was renting and did not go into another purchase of a home until my first single family property with Lifestyles.
Did you bring another woman into your life?
Yes, I met the woman of my dreams and changed my life forever. So once that took place, we did build a house on a lake out in Raymore. It's a beautiful home. We live a great life, but there's a better life to live, and that's called retirement without having to go deplete the asset you've saved for your whole life.
John, I wanted to talk to you about the shop you built. You're a woodworker?
Yes, I had 6 years in woodworking through school. We're kind of an industrial tech school based in the Midwest here. And so I was fortunate to have 6 years. I was essentially an apprentice in woodworking at my senior year in high school at a whopping 17 years young. So we would do wood shop cutouts, and these artists would then paint these cutouts, was a mallard duck or a house or two pilgrim people, and they'd sell all these arts and craft shows. So I ended up taking this shop and finishing it all off from concrete walls to a nice finished basement with proper electrical ran, and I ran the entire electrical system for the basement, but I said, I'm not touching that main panel, so you get your electrician in here, he can do that. He shows up that day, I'm all done with the work, and he's like, who did this? And he's looking at this 16-year-old kid at the time, and I'm like, I did it. He's like, come on, man, really, who did this? I was like, I did. He goes, you want a job? And I was like, I'm still in high school. So it was just done spectacular. Everything was done fantastic. The homeowner, you know, my friend's dad was just happy as could be. And we got this nice shop. We're doing all this woodworking in. And in high school, making money in the wintertime. Summertime, we had a lawn care business going and built that up really good. As my first partnership was in lawn care.
So you've been an entrepreneur since you were a little kid, huh?
Very little kid. I started off with recycling before recycling was cool. I was finding Coke bottles and turning them back in to get recycled, and I get a nickel every time. I was like, yeah, get some candy now. And so it kind of went from there to paper routes and helped my sister, and then my sister wanted out, so I picked up the paper route. So I had money as a young child. I came from a working-class family. We had a family of seven, three daughters and two sons in the family. I'm the oldest son, and I have three older sisters. And, you know, Dad was blue-collar. He was, you know, out there busting every day in the cold and the heat and everything, trying to basically do the three things that he thought he had to do in life, and that was food, clothing, and shelter. So if we wanted something, it was really up to us to basically go make it happen.
So I did that too. I did the Coke bottle thing, but I also did something that I didn't hear you say. I had two additional ones that you had. The paper route, of course, everybody had that. I used to go around to trash cans every day on trash day and take stuff that was perfectly fine out of the trash can, take it back, and have a garage sale. You know, I'm telling you what, it was so easy because they'd throw stuff away that was perfectly fine. And some stuff, like, you know, the vacuum cleaner wouldn't work, and you look at it, the wire was frayed, you put a new wire on it, and boom, there you go, the vacuum cleaner. It was amazing. I could sell that stuff. The other thing I did was magic shows. I used to use my garage, pull the garage door up, and have the garage set up as a stage and do magic shows. Weird stuff.
I love it.
I knew that I was going to be doing something entertaining since I was a kid, right? So, all right, we got all that out of the way, and now you've got yourself a new significant other, and you're living in Kansas City or south of Kansas City, and how did you find Lifestyles?
So I was basically driving in my truck and headed to work and popped on the AM radio station. But I went over there to try and get some talk shows, and sure enough, there's Del Wamsley. And I started listening, and I probably listened for 6 to 9 months easily, and I said, I gotta get a part of this. I can do this. I've got the residential remodeling experience. I think that's going to be really helpful in this business, and I just need to be able to have a roadmap to do what I need to do the right way. And this sounds like it. And, you know, throughout my younger years, I've heard of all those other real estate gurus, and I've purchased some stuff from them, read their material, and I'm like, this isn't working. What are these guys thinking? You know, no, this isn't. I was able to look at it in a way that most people wouldn't and say, no, this is a scam. You know, I was like, this isn't how you make money in real estate, because I've already lost money in real estate. So there's no way that doesn't work.
But you decided it was okay.
you had a whole different plan, and it was a system, and it was definitely a roadmap. And I was like, okay, this is what nobody else has. Nobody else has this roadmap. Nobody else has this plan to get from A to Z and every step along the way. In any journey, whether you're trying to drive your car from here to California or anything, you got to get off the highway. You got to get gas. You might have a flat tire. The police might pull you over. Not that that's ever happened to me, but hey, there's all sorts of exits that take you off that path to get you to where you're trying to get to. And you just got to get back on the path, and you just got to keep going to reach your destination. But if you don't have that map, you're never going to get there.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's actually a spiel I used to have in my seminar many, many years ago. I've taken it out since, but it is, the map is everything, right? You've got to, you don't get on the map and go straight to Dallas from Houston. You get on the map and you go to the first train tracks that the signals alarms are down, and you have to stop. And there's going to be things along the way, right? Then when that one stops,
there's,
and you go to the
stops.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It always comes up that way. All right. So, let's talk about, how did you take the 2-day? Did you take it online, or did you go to a live event?
The first 2-day I did take was online, and from there I was just, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. But it really took me going to the first 2-day, which I was fortunate enough that they did have one that was coming up in Kansas City. And when I was at the live 2-day, I was like, okay, I'm doing this. This is it. And so that live experience for me was what I needed. The online is great if you're that person. Some people can really learn a lot from just listening. Some people have to listen and do it. Some people have to listen, do it, and then mess it up, and then finally get it right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with John Courtney and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is John Courtney out of Raymore, Missouri, or somewhere around there. He said he just moved. And John, as we come back, I wanted to get a couple more questions about the two-day. One of the first ones that came to my mind, and I have this question all the time with my staff, our team here, is the difference between taking it online as opposed to taking it live where you're sitting in the room. Do you feel that there's a big difference between the two?
The reason why I think there's a great big difference is because of the energy of a room. When you're surrounded with people, there's all that energy that builds excitement. You hear the laughter, you can hear the questions, you can meet the people. It's just interactive. At home, it's not truly an interactive experience. You are an audience and you can't interact in the presentation. And so it's hard for you to ask a question at home that you can't type it in and maybe it gets answered, but being live and meeting the people and having the energy of the room is irreplaceable.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just wanted to see if you came to the same conclusion. To me, the energy is a good way to say it. It is the energy. I've always looked at like education and information is a transference of feeling. In other words, yeah, there's facts out there. We can tell you how to do this stuff, but if you don't feel that we really believe it, then you're just going to question is just another set of facts that I could watch on YouTube or whatever, you know, and it's just not the same. So thank you for that. Second question I have for you is, okay, while you're sitting there watching the two-day for the first time online, what were the aha moments? In other words, yeah, you said there's a plan. Okay, yeah, you could have got that up front by just listening to the radio show that there's a plan. We know what the plan is. But something in the plan had to click and go, that's what I was missing. That's the difference. Did you get an aha moment like that or multiple?
Yes, I did. And it may not be the best takeaway, but in the presentation, basically it was stated that there's nothing for you to create here. It is literally copy, do exactly according to the plan, and it will work. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm pretty good at copying and got all the way through school doing that. No, just kidding. But, you know, it was just that, though. I didn't have to create anything. I didn't have to make anything. I didn't have to try to discover what this missing piece is. It's all right there. And when I saw that, I was like, this is exactly what I need. I need it crystal clear. I need a support. I need the possible mentorship as we continue through Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's what I needed. I needed exactly that. And I said, this is for me.
You know, when you bring that point up, I've always made that point that, you know, you can't create on top of this. So it creates problems for two types of people. One, the creative, artistic type person who thinks, hey, you know, I know how to build stuff. I've got a little background in construction. Let me just change the rehab model. You know, let me up it a grade or two because I'm good at this stuff. And then you end up spending too much money and the model doesn't work, right? Or you get someone artsy fartsy and they want to make the place just super pretty and clean and expensive. Or they'll say something like, I know this isn't what Dell says, but I wouldn't live in that house. And so I'm only going to buy houses that I would live in. You go, well, you can buy a house you'd live in, but you can't rent it. It won't rent. It's too expensive. And so, you know, you see people that want to recreate that wheel, you know, that's just doesn't work that way. So that's a good point. Now I'm going to ask you a second point. When you came to the live one, was there another aha moment? Did something else go like, boy, I didn't catch that on the first one.
Absolutely. It was team. When I was live, I saw the various positions and the various people in various positions. There's at the 2-day, there's actual local realtors that are present. There's potential lenders that are present. There's maybe contractors that are present for that area. And when you see that this team is there supporting this, it's not somebody up there trying to sell you something. This is a team. Here it is. We're real. This works. Let's do it.
Interesting. Yeah, it's funny. That's one I've never pulled out of it because I just took that for granted, but I didn't realize that that was such a great point on that. So when you came out of the 2-day, the second time is when you decided to buy your first property?
At that point, I already knew that I was going to buy property. What I wasn't quite ready for was, I like to provide as an analogy, jumping off the high dive. And that analogy is probably similar for everybody. You climb the ladder, you're walking down this plank that's moving, and you're scared to death. You're 12 feet above the water, and the board's moving, and you're going to jump off this board in the water, and it's so great because everybody does it, and you get up to the edge, and you're like, not today. You walk back, and you walk back down the ladder, and you try it again the next day at swim lessons, and it still doesn't happen. And then finally you're like, okay, today's the day. I'm going to jump off this diving board. I'm going to do it. And the moment you do, you jump off the board again and again and again. This is exactly like jumping off the high dive for the first time. It's scary to jump in the first time. But once you do it, you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so easy. That's so fun. I want to do it again and again and again. And we're talking about buying single-family properties, rehabbing them, putting a renter in there. And when you see that property and you see what you've done to it and you see the before pictures and the after pictures, you know you're helping people out. You know you're helping families out. And that's a feeling that you don't get jumping off the high dive. But it is a feeling of having this new team in your life of realtors and lenders and contractors and basically acquaintances and friends and mentors inside this Lifestyles Unlimited model that is just amazing. You can't get that anyplace. It just doesn't exist.
Now I'm going to take you to the factual side of things for a second because you've got the emotional side down perfectly. Let's talk about the fact that we set up there with you and we pull out a deal out of the MLS. We look at the numbers, we crunch the numbers, and we show you what the property will be worth after we renovate it. We know what we can buy it for. We know what we can renovate it for. We know how much profit we're going to make before we even buy it. We know what it's going to rent for, and we know what our mortgage payment cash flow is going to be before we even buy it. Was that interesting to you that we had that much factual information before we started?
It absolutely blew me away that we could just go online in any city, any town, and in minutes find a property that fit the Lifestyles model that just needed rehab, not a reconstruction, not a two-story, not a 4,000 square foot home, a little 1,000 square foot home, 3-2, three bedrooms, two baths, maybe it's a three bedroom, one bath. And we could do this and we could have all these numbers from sitting in a room in 5 minutes. That blew my mind.
The next thing I wanted to bring up, John, is that I was hoping you catch because of your story, is that when I teach the class, and I don't know how they taught it to you, but when I teach the class, I tell people, look, you're going to buy this property and you can have X number of weeks to get it turned around, renovated. Why not rent the property while you're doing the renovation? People go, oh, no one would rent a property while it's under renovation. I say, yes, they will. In fact, they would love to, because they've got to give a 30-day or 60-day notice where they're leasing at right now. So let's hear your story. How did you rent it before you actually owned it?
On this particular property, it's outside of the Kansas City Metro. It's a college town, and it just so happens that we were able to get fully rented prior to even the purchase of it to some college students that wanted to stay in this property for about 3 years. And I said, that fits my model just perfectly. So let me get you a rental property, and we basically have it rented before we've even signed the lease or even signed the closing statements to purchase it.
Did you screen the tenants?
Yes, I've screened one. It's somebody we know pretty closely, so I still have not screened the remaining three tenants that will be in there.
Well, you
we
better.
We still don't have the property yet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would not.
Yeah, because you never know, man. It only takes one. Think about it this way: you got a glass of water, and you put three drops of water and one drop of ink in the glass. What happens to the glass?
It changes color.
It destroyed forever. You can't get that ink back out, man. So if you got one bad person, one bad student living with these other kids, you got problems. It will get destroyed. The payments won't get paid. People will move out on each other because they'll hate each other. There'll be drugs. The cops will raid the place. And everything that you could dream could go wrong will go wrong because you let tenants in that shouldn't be there. And let's not break that rule right up front. I want you to be a happy real estate investor, not a sad one. All right, so that was leasing the one that you're working on right now. Let's talk about the first one. How much money did you make on the first one?
So as far as the first property, we were able to purchase it at about $66,000, and the after repair value was $168,000. Put about $26,000 out of my pocket into this deal and ended up with $26,000 as my equity capture. So basically that was my 99.6% return. However, the monthly rents is allowing me to make 14.2% money every single month on that property. So that's fabulous. But what was even more impressive than that was seeing my net worth jump by this incremental amount of the difference between that purchase price and that rehab price, and knowing that my equity jumped such a large amount on one property, that to me was just mind-blowing.
This is a two-bedroom and not a three-bedroom, right?
It is a two-bedroom, that's correct. It's a two-bedroom. When we showed up, it had one bathroom, and it was in an odd location. You had to basically walk down a hallway, go through the kitchen, and the bathroom was past the kitchen then. And so we looked at that, and we said, is there any way we might be able to get a second bathroom in this property? And is that really going to have the numbers work out for us? Where money spent is going to actually be equity capture. And we looked at a possible third bedroom with one bathroom versus a two bedroom with two bathrooms. And the real estate values were greater in this particular situation for a two bedroom, two bath. That brought us the money that we needed, and the dollars spent on that improvement were going to be recaptured 100%. Plus just a tiny bit more than that.
So you were able to test that theory by looking at the comps of stuff that had sold in the area, right?
Absolutely. We pulled up the comps on those properties to see which one was generating a greater rental income and greater total after repair values.
Unbelievable. You know, that's how powerful a bathroom can be because, you know, you think about it. In my life, there's the bathroom for the woman, the bathroom for the man, the bathroom for the people that come in to visit you. I mean, the bathroom is like the most used thing in the house probably. All right, so let's move on from there. That's a great deal. That's a great deal. What do the numbers look like on this one? What are your projected numbers on this second deal?
The new one, my purchase price is $124,000, and we could get upwards to, there's a house literally four doors down the street right now listed at $210,000, a very comparable property, age, size. And so $125,000 going into this, $124,000. We're looking at maybe right about $50,000 in repair costs. And so we're I haven't done all the numbers with these new numbers because we're just putting together the new budget on that. So I didn't run through the wonderful Quest program that we use to calculate all these numbers to have that cash on cash return or that equity capture of those percentages at this point. But they're going to look good. With the purchase price, the rehab, and the potential sales price, all those numbers are going to work out fabulous.
Okay, well, we'll have you back when we hear that story, then when you get those numbers finalized.
Yeah.
If you want, is there anything you want to say to people out that are sitting on that high dive, not ready to jump yet? What would you say to them?
You know, I'd say let's go get some of this income that pays us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. and we can help other people have a clean, safe home to live in. At the end of the day, it's not about the money we make. It's about providing these places called home.
Thank you for coming on, John. They're cutting us off. So like you said, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.